Call this business meeting to order, May 8, 2018, at 6:30 PM. Ms. Long, would you call the roll, please?
Councilmember Gooch. Councilmember Kelly.
Here.
Councilmember Houlihan.
Here.
Councilmember Roche.
Here.
Councilmember Cummings.
Here.
Councilmember Hutchings.
Here.
Mayor Curtis.
Here. If I could ask that you rise with me to the side. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Everyone was provided with a copy of the minutes for the April the 10th, 2018 council meeting. Are there any corrections? Hearing no corrections, the minutes of the April 10th, 2018 council meeting are hereby approved. Citizen comments. We have one citizen that signed up, Mr. Fred Rhodes. Please approach the podium and give us your topic of discussion and give us your address as well.
As of tonight, I'll hold off on my discussion.
Okay.
For further updates.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Next, we go into the business section. First is the reading of Ordinance 2018-02, budget for year 2018-2019. Our City Administrator, Ms. Diana Gracely.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, members of Council. As you all are aware, we had a lengthy budget discussion followed by a committee of the whole 2 weeks ago, where we then had some additional budget discussion, and we are prepared to offer the budget ordinance for first reading tonight, but I'm happy to answer any questions that Council might have prior to that.
Thank you. Does anyone have any questions at this time? I do have a comment as far as the budget is concerned. This is the first time, to my knowledge, that we are actually getting a budget this early and voting on it. So thank you so much. And I'm sure that's because of your hard work and all of the efforts of each department head. And we appreciate that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. At this time, I'll entertain a motion. Yes, Mr. Cummings.
I make a motion to approve ordinance number 2018-02, fiscal year 2018-2019.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Next on the agenda is actually my review of sign ordinance. I move that this council approve the revision of our sign ordinance. A copy of our current sign ordinance will be remitted to Simpsonville Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber of Commerce will then have sign ordinance placed on their website and request input from local businesses. The local businesses will make recommendations that will be provided to council for consideration. I think this needs to go first through the Planning Commission. Is that correct, Mr. Holmes?
Madam Mayor, you can always receive comments, but yes, before you can actually approve an ordinance, it would have to go through the Planning Commission. They'd have to conduct a public hearing.
Okay, so right now, all we're doing is we're looking for feedback on these, and that was
yes,
the purpose.
Yes, because I understood the motion. That's all you
okay. Remember. All right. That's my motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
A motion and a second. Discussion?
I have a question.
Yes.
What is it exactly that we want to change? Do you have something in mind?
At this particular point, I feel like it's very restrictive as far as businesses are concerned, and being a business owner, I can tell you, in order to entice new businesses to come into the area, we're going to have to do some adjustments on our sign ordinance. And I hate to just pinpoint something and let everyone focus on that. I think each business owner needs to have the opportunity to look at it. And each person that's a member of the chamber, because we have some residents that are also members of the chamber. And also the residents need to have an input on it as well, so. Yes, Ms. Lee?
Thank you. To that point, I would just reiterate my comment from the committee of the whole, which is that it should not just be placed on the Chamber of Commerce's website, but on Simpsonville's public website as well, because not all business owners are members of the Chamber of Commerce. And they have feedback as well.
Exactly. Any other discussion? Hearing that, I would like to amend my motion where the amendment to my motion be that we do place it on the city website as well in order to receive feedback on that via the website. Can I get a second to the amendment? Thank you. All right. Discussion on the amendment? Right, I'll call for the vote on the amendment. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay, on the opposed? Okay, the amendment passes. Then the original motion, all those in favor? Yes, Mr. Cummings?
What's the time period? Has there been a time period established how long we'll leave this out?
I think we had discussed that it was going to be out there for like 30 days. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Next, we have the second reading of AXZ-2018-01, annexation rezoning of 530 Harrison Bridge Road. Jason Knudsen.
Thank you, Madam Mayor and Council. So as you just mentioned, this would be the second reading of Marydale subdivision off Harrison Bridge Road. And nothing has changed since the first reading.
Have a motion? Yes, Ms. Kelly.
Make a motion to approve on second reading of AXZ-2018-01, annexation rezoning of 530 Harrison Bridge Road.
Second. I have a motion for Ms. Kelly being seconded by Ms. Roche. Discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Next, we have the first reading of the AXZ-2018-03, proposed annexation, rezoning of tracts of land at 112 Miller Street. Mr. Knudsen.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. This is an annexation to allow for a subdivision. As I mentioned before, it's at the very early stages of development. They're not seeking an innovative development, so they're not required to have a site plan or those type of logistics figured out this time. The only thing that has changed since the committee of the whole is that the ordinance was updated to reflect Miller Street instead of Miller Road. So that was taken care of.
Have a motion? Yes, Mr. Cummings.
I approve. Actually, I approve.
Let's do it.
I make a motion to approve AXZ-2018-03, annexation rezoning of tracts of land at 112 Miller Street.
Second. I have a motion for Mr. Cummings being seconded by Ms. Houlihan. Discussion? Yes, yeah. Mr. Cummings.
I mean, from what I remember, this fits within our plan, and so it just makes sense that we can go ahead and approve this thing, in my opinion.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Knudsen, we have the first reading of TX-2018-01, miscellaneous refinements to the city zoning ordinances. Mr. Knudsen.
So as a little reminder, this is to update specifically the 60% requirement of brick in our Village Commerce area. On the screens in front of you are kind of the existing character within that overlay district, where there's already a myriad of different materials being used. So historically, it is not a brick area. So in order to kind of allow for continuation of mixed materials that will still give an aesthetic pleasant entrance to our downtown area, is being proposed to add to that 60% requirement to be able to use stone as well as fiber cement boards. And it is going into some exclusions as well, like vinyl, press board, things like that will be specifically excluded. So that will require a better quality material, but won't be as cost prohibitive, and it also won't be creating a history that's not there.
Okay. Do I have a motion? Yes, Mr. Hutchins.
I make a motion to approve on first reading of TX-2018-01, miscellaneous refinements to the city zoning ordinances.
Second.
I have a motion from Mr. Hutchins, being seconded by Ms. Kelly. Discussion? I have a quick question for you, Mr. Knudsen. Will this allow any type of metal buildings?
No, metal is part of that excluded, corrugated metal, those type of materials. It is allowed as accent trim pieces, things like that. So you could have, you know, copper, stuff like that. But you will not see a metal building become that.
Okay. And this fiber cement board, what is the life expectancy on that?
It's a good quality product. So you do have this fiber cement, which is combined with wood materials. So it's termite resistant. It stands up to weather, holds paint really well. And so it is a durable material.
When you say durable, I know that you're not an expert, but life expectancy more than 20 years?
I would say so, yes.
Life expectancy more than 25?
Could be 20, 25, 30. So there's a range. Again, I'm not an expert on that.
Okay.
But it will definitely last longer than a wood material.
Anyone else have any discussion? Okay. Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Have a motion to adjourn, being seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 I think she
is. We all
look at that. Look at that.
You bribed
14 flat.
You bribed.
I did not. But I won our bet.
That's great.
That's a pretty good span, isn't it?
Yeah, because it's a man-made material. So.